reggae legend Willie Stewart. You may know him from the famed Third World Ensemble. Bonnie Berman has more. This is going to be really special today.
Yes, it is. And before we meet everybody, I just want to say that these days, Willie's focus is decidedly more local. His passions and as infectious as ever. Hi, Willie.
How are you?
Come closer.
Come on, Mike, there.
He works with big brothers, big sisters, and other children using drumming to bring about confidence and well-being to at-risk children and positive changes to the world. And it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you.
Willie, you've had a most distinguished career as a percussionist. You've performed with many great musical luminaries, among them Stevie Wonder, Carlos Santana, Bob Marley. What change in you inspired this change in direction in your life?
Well, 1997, I played with the group Third World for 23 years. And wow. I wanted to play, traveling all over the world. I always been attracted to going to schools and talking to, you know, all the children and young people. And I believe that there's a rhythm in everybody. Everybody has a natural rhythm. And so I do mass percussion workshops. So I went back to England to study, to be a music facilitator. Left Third World in 1997 after 23 years. And that's how I ended up here, and I formed my own companies, Embrace Music Foundation Solutions, to help kids, to work with at-risk kids and general corporations to bring music back into the community for stress reduction and educational purposes and help our children.
So tell us how drumming makes a difference in the lives of youngsters. What happens?
Well, to me, when you drum, it's a spirit comes from it. You play and you feel good. You feel good about yourself. And the way we do it, we teach all the different children, and it teaches discipline. They get empowered through playing, and by playing together, a unification happens, a synergy with all of us together practicing and practicing different verses from Africa, Jamaica. It creates, they feel proud of themselves, and it makes them on one accord, one unity together. It builds self-confidence. It's amazing. As a child, I was born in England from Jamaican parents, and at six, I decided I wanted to play drums. And I went to Jamaica when I was 11, and being there, playing with bands, I wanted the drums. That's all I wanted to do. It was amazing for me. I got an incredible education through it and traveled 80% of the world. And so I wanted to share this because it will change some of our children who has nothing else. Sometimes they get idle, they don't have... not focus. This, you cannot play music and not be here. You have to be in the present. You have to be here right now. You have to work. You have to be in the present. So because of that, it forces their whole attention span happens. You know, they're more control, more attention, and they start liking it. Because
we've got four bright young faces here.
Yes, we do.
All of them have percussion instruments. What are we going to be doing?
Okay, let's do go-to music.
Can I introduce them first?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have Joshua Reed. He's from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Joshua?
There's Joshua.
Okay, we have Halu Salum from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Halu?
Hi.
Okay, and we have Hannah Salum from Big Brothers Big Sisters also.
Hi.
Hannah and her sisters.
And we have Nicholas Pearman.
Yes.
And you're the section leader?
Yes.
What does that mean to be a section leader?
Oh, well, we are specialized in an instrument and we help to guide the other kids.
Okay. So, Willie, take it from here.
All right. Start with you, Sugar. This go-to music is from West Africa. And it's a welcoming song. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. I want to say that you and the kids will be performing at Peace in the Park.
Right.
And that's a festival of spirit. It's an event designed to bring people together to experience harmony, peace, and well-being. And that's on Sunday, March 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Hollywood Arts Park.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us what you'll be doing with the kids there.
Well, we'll have – there's 35 kids. I remember the kids only been playing for 2 months. So they've learned certain rhythms, and we want to continue a program that they learn more. And we bring professional musicians in with them. So it's a complete show, which they're going to see, like, I would say 35 minutes, 40 minutes of the children performing with musicians, a journey of music from Africa, Brazil, Cuba, Jamaica, and Trinidad.
There's also a website for the Peace in the Park event. That's peaceintheparkflorida.org, if you might get more information there.
And you'll be performing at what time?
We perform at 4 o'clock.
Okay, so it starts at 1 and it goes
starts
until
at 1,
6.
Because I think they're going to have families there and meditation, everything, a little of everything. But the focus is on peace, world peace, harmonizing peace from within oneself and universal peace.
So they'll have meditation, they'll have Tai Chi.
Right.
I've been having a laughter circle.
Well, laughter is a part of releasing stress.
Yes. Art and environmental exhibits, children's activities. It sounds like a wonderful day, so it's all about peace.
Right, definitely, definitely. And we're asking people to come out and just support it.
You know, I have to say, on a Saturday afternoon one day, I watched you with Big Brothers and Big Sisters at a high school, and I watched the kids transform in a short period of time. What is it about this that actually transforms? And I was in a group of adults that you work with on one evening, and I saw the same thing happen. What is happening?
Well, music, to me, music has different effects on different people. The drums, for instance, the high instrument, which is a high drum, that frequency affects the head. The mid instruments affects that mid range of your body, and the bass moves that bottom. So each frequency,
Elvis the
so,
pelvis.
Unless you, yeah. So everybody to me has a natural rhythm. Everybody has a natural rhythm. They say, oh, but I can't do percussions. That's not me. I'm not part of that. I've never been. I'm a doctor. I'm this. That doesn't matter. If your heart is beating, it's on a pulse. So that pulse, if we start playing, when you're playing things over and over, it comes. You can't stop. It takes you. It'd be parts of you. And you start building the rhythm. And people love this. And in no time, when they start hearing how they sound with the different instruments and the combination, it's just amazing. People, it comes like a candy store. When you set all the drums up, everybody looks and wants, oh, I want this big drum, I want this. And when they start playing, everything comes together. It's amazing.
Go ahead.
From
Sorry.
Africa, communities, villages was always a part of, everything was done. The drum was so a more important part than the Western world. The drum was the main instrument. In fact, the talk drum was a telegraphic instrument. People could hear messages was passed for miles. They would do that. So it played a very important part in Africa. Today in America, you find a lot of drum circles are happening where
right.
people are using to release stress. Because even, let's take its physical part. If we don't understand music, by beating a drum, your heart starts pounding. You start get excited. The same way when you become a runner, it's called a runner's high. And you start loving it. And before you know it, that stress, your hands, by even doing the action of beating on the skin, that stress starts to fall away. And, you know, sometimes with the kids, they have pent up different, maybe anger or anything like that. By beating it, it starts to fade away. And they start, because what you realize is that the kids, them, can remember songs. All of them remember all the latest songs. They know the beats, they know the rhythms. They might not be on the academic side as great as they learn the songs. So right. the music introduces that and gives them that memory. They feel happy. So you get in a happy mood.
Well, these kids look pretty laid back to me.
Well, do you want to play another piece for us?
Okay, we can do...
Very short one.
Very short. Let's do a little called Naya Bingi beat. So we're going to go... Bob Marley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Willie Stewart, and he's playing with some members of, is it Rhythms of Africa?
Rhythms of Africa is a program that we, Embrace Music is my nonprofit 501c, and where music is absent, we, you know, strengthen it. And the whole focus is bringing back music in schools. And Rhythms of Africa is the actual program.
Is the program.
Show, yeah, Journey of Music.
And what is Solutions in Music?
Solutions is my profit company where I do team building, stress reduction, and do some things in school.
So basically, you go into some of these stuffy boardrooms and get them grooving.
I do American Express. I do all big companies, all over 100 people. When it comes to people, I can't believe it. They're renewed in spirit. In fact, being a music facilitator is different from being a musician because you have to get the best out of them.
Okay, it's Topical Currents during this pledge drive on
91.3. You won't hear this anywhere
else. That's right. So we need your support to support this kind of programming. We're talking with percussionist, world famous percussionist Willie Stewart, and several members of his team. And we need to take a break. And while we're taking the break, please support Topical Currents. And we'll be right back.
And we're back. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. This is our special percussion edition during our spring pledge drive. And we do certainly urge our listeners to support this kind of programming, regional and local programming. It's what gives Topical Currents such a South Florida flavor.
And we want to thank all of you who already called.
Indeed.
Yes. So we're sitting here with a very distinguished percussionist, Willie Stewart. And from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, we have Halu Saloum and Hannah Saloum, and Joshua Reed from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and Nicholas Pearman is the section leader.
That's Willie's posse, then.
It's Willie's posse. That's a good name for it.
Also, I must say that Nicholas is the dancer. He does the choreography and all that.
Oh.
That doesn't go over very good on radio, so I guess we'll...
So we're talking about Willie and 35 of the musicians will be performing at Peace in the Park.
Correct.
These are only four here, so you can imagine what the 35 are like.
And that's taking place Sunday, March 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Arts Park at Young Circle in Hollywood. Lots to do on that day, including mind, body, spirit, involving meditation, Tai Chi, laughter circle, meditation and motion, tent talks on health, parenting, and benefits meditation, lots of stuff. But Willie Stewart will be performing with 35 Big Brother. Are they all from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, or most of them?
Right, and I'm bringing other musicians, about five or six, to play along with them. And there's other artists, too, on the show.
With all that going on, I could go up there and be a new man in one day.
That's right. It's all about peace and healing. And it's actually organized by the Brahma Kumaris in connection with Arts Park. So it should be a wonderful day, and you're performing at 4.
Right.
All right. Well, do you want to do another piece for us?
Let's improvise. We're going to improvise together. Here we go again.
Blew out some car speakers here in South Florida with all that going on.
Won't hear it anywhere else except on 91.3 WLRN.
Give us a call at 1-866-247-9576.
Support local programming. So in case you're just joining us, we're talking with internationally known drummer Willie Stewart. He spent decades introducing audiences to reggae rhythms in the famed Jamaican band Third World. And his focus is more local now. He works with at-risk children and even adults.
That's true. It's amazing when you do adults. In January, I went to Moose Sylvania. It's a very big marketing company in St. Louis. And I did 100 people. They have a whole different culture there. That children... Kids who are like 25, 27, just getting their degrees, they get to go there and live their life, you know, not being able to support themselves. So the whole place, they bought a church. and they built the whole church, a three-story church, and changed it up. It was amazing. I did a three-hour workshop with them, and they said it's the best thing ever. It brought the team together. It brought people together, leadership. They were able to do the leadership competition. And at the end of the day, I was able to bring the culture of the whole of the marketing company, the theme.
Wow. What are your websites, Willie?
Solutions in Music, www.solutionsinmusic.com and embracemusic.org.
Okay. Okay. And for more information on the event, Peace in the Park, Festival of Spirit, that website is?
peaceintheparkflorida.org. peaceintheparkflorida.org. Of course, you could just put that in a search engine, too. Peace in the Park. It's at Young Circle, Sunday, March 24th. And it's from 1 to 6 p.m. Unplug from daily life, energize, relax, live music, art, yoga, learn about meditation, even a children's parade, games and activities for the entire family. And, of course, it's free, so it'd be a nice afternoon.
Yes, and not only is Willie performing, Willie Stewart, but reggae ambassador, I see you're called Willie Stewart.
Yes.
But we have Stacey Berkeley. She's a harpist, I believe.
Excellent harpist. She's a very world-renowned artist.
That'll calm you down.
That definitely will.
Yes.
That'll make the heart, that'll charm even the person who is, you know, uptight. They'll have to relax.
And we have Peter Batan, is it, and Mark Berner?
Yes, they're a guitar, I think, a group, a jazz and funk and thing. Very, very nice.
Yes. And also Julia Dale. She's 12 years old.
And she's a genius voice. She's been on all the top stories. She has a wonderful voice, and she's done a lot of work.
She performed at the Hard Rock Cafe, also Heat Games.
Right.
And Marlins Games.
Right. So
12 years old.
12.
Wow. So all that is happening at Peace in the Park Festival of Spirit on Sunday, March 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Arts Park at Young Circle. So what else, Willie? You want to play another piece for us?
All right. Well, I would play something here a little different. I'm going to play Alone here quickly and just play something different. That from Africa is called a 6/8. It's this.
Not that it needs an explanation, but
Babaloo,
what does that
Babaloo
mean? Africa 6/8, it was called?
6/8 is like...
You're out of breath. I wonder why.
Africa 6/8 is like... the Cuban 6/8 is like... Let me explain to you. The 6/8... Dak, 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 dak. It's a triplet. Dak, 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 dak. But it's used for very ceremonic occasions.
Okay.
And it's very... And that is what Africa passed. Like to Cuban rhythm. Cuban rhythm is... Ah, ta, 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 3/2. And opposite is 2/3. Rest. Da, 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 rest. Da, da, da. But that came from Africa. So that kind of thing from the 6/8. Da, 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 da,
the roots. Da,
da. The roots of it came from there. So that's a kind of majestic beat, rhythm.
Yeah, it was great. If you can catch your breath.
I will.
Yeah.
I will have to lose a little weight, but, you know. I'm young. This is just...
Yes.
You must have some calluses on those hands.
Well, that is the truth. Really, you might not believe this, but my main instrument is drum set. I teach drum set, and I've adapted to play all of the different rhythms from conga to djembe to talk drum because I facilitate them. But with master drummers now, I would say if somebody wanted to learn a djembe, I'd recommend a teacher that is strictly that talk drum. But drum set, I've taught for the last 15 years, and one of my students... I taught him for 7 years. He won the world championship for the Sabian Award. Larry London, he used to drum for Elvis Presley. And he had this memorial. And he came from Pembroke Pines and he won the world championship. Danny Vendrell. And I did the video in my studio. And we were shocked. We thought it was just America. It was worldwide.
Wow.
So it was good. Under 16. That was about 3 years ago.
That's great. We're on Topical Currents on 91.3 WLRN.
We're getting that rhythm going here.
Yes, we are. We need
our listeners to get some rhythm going.
We do indeed. They can do it to the sounds of internationally known drummer Willie Stewart and his posse, as we're calling them. And we need you to go to the phones. Log on to WLRN.org either way and support.
And we have someone who's ready to tell you more.
We do. That's right.
And we return. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. And Bonnie, we're really having some fun this afternoon on Topical Currents.
Yes, we are.
Of course, we also have a mission.
We do.
We know all about that.
And that's to support public radio. And we thank you for your pledges of support. We're here today with internationally known drummer Willie Stewart and some big brothers and big sisters. And they'll be performing at something called Peace in the Park Festival of Spirit. And an important addition to this is that Wanda Miles, our Morning Edition local host, will be emceeing.
Right. You get to see the person you hear on Morning Edition every day.
That's right. She'll be there, and it's Sunday, March 24th, from 1 to 6 p.m. It's at Arts Park at Young Circle, and Willie Stewart will be there with 35 of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters and some professional musicians. And we also have, activities for the mind, body, and spirit. It's all about peace that day, but Wanda Miles will be emceeing. So we have Willie Stewart, we have Stacey Berkeley, and Peter Batan and Mark Berner, and Julia Dale, who's only 12 years old, and this amazing singer. Right?
Excellent. Excellent. It's going to be a wonderful. We want people to relax, come and bring your chairs, and an energy of transformation, sitting down and being at peace, and focusing on world peace. I believe that small things like this, big things, where people come together, you can make big changes. If everybody has the right unity together, focused on the one thing, we want to make a difference for the future generations.
It takes a village.
It just takes a village.
And that would be world peace.
That's world peace.
Tell us a little bit more about you, Willie. You said you moved to Jamaica. You were born in England.
I was born in England, so I was exposed to Dave Clark Five, the Beatles, and then coming to Jamaica now. My brother was Byron Lee. He had a big orchestra in Jamaica.
Oh.
And when I saw his band in Jamaica play, I said to my mother, I want to play those drums. She said, you have to go to school. I said, but that's what I want to do. So I went to the cadets, joined, like the army, but junior. And I got to play the drums. And my life has been all about drums and meeting people. And it brought me to meet people, like you said, Stevie Wonder was incredible. He did an album with Third World, Tried Your Love. I played with Santana Live twice. I played with Bob Marley. I was watching the Bob Marley movie last night. I mean, it's really good. You should really watch it, Marley. And I'm in there because when he got shot during because he wanted to have peace for Jamaica. And we played for, it's called Smile Jamaica. And I saw myself on stage. I was shocked playing because we, Third World, backed him up and then his band came on.
And you were with Third World for 23
years. I was with the band for 23 years. And we had this song called Now That We Found Love. It was number one throughout the world. And we did 13 albums. We got the Peace Medal from the United Nations. We had many awards. And
tell us about that, the Peace Medal from the United Nations.
Well, because of our music, when there was South Africa, the whole apartheid, we had to, on our shows, we said that it was wrong. In every show that we went, we enlightened the schools, universities, that we have to go against this because it can't be right for people to have passports to walk on the road. And I mean, there was a lot of atrocities. And we were so happy. In fact, we were offered from Sun City to go there, $1 million. And we refused it. We said, until South Africa's free, we would go there to celebrate with our people. And, it happened. You know, Mandela came through and everything was great. But the UN gave us the award, the Peace Medal, for playing our music in the crisis of Africa.
And what year was that?
That was about, I would say, let's go back. I think it was, I would say 1985 or in that time. So we got it then. And we went to, actually, we played at the UN. We played at the United in the cafeteria. And then later on, Harry Belafonte was there when we got the award. He was there with it and he presented it with us.
Who are some other luminaries you've performed with?
Well, I've performed on the same stage, not with like Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones. I mean, I remember the first day we played at the Pasadena Rose Bowl, it was 80,000 people.
Wow.
And Stevie Wonder, we jammed with him on stage. It was phenomenal. And I met Quincy and Michael Jackson then. And there's other great artists, you name them. We've been
You've done it.
Yes.
So what else are we going to do now?
Well, I want to do a little bit of Brazil. I want to see if we can call. Before I go there, I just said we was going to do My Donkey Wants Water. In Jamaica.
My Donkey Doesn't What?
My Donkey Wants Water. It's called Mentor. Mentor is where, that was our roots in Jamaica. That came from, the Mentor song is where reggae came from. Everybody asks where reggae
what
came from.
What is that called?
Mentor music.
Okay.
It started, it was a combination of, the English taught us the Anglo-Saxon, that's where you're going to hear me sing, what we say, and then there was the African rhythm in it. So this is what we play. So you're going to say, when I say, Mi Donkey Want Water, you say, Hold Him Joe. So
hold Mr. Joe.
Yeah, Mr. Joe Cooper, you have to hold that donkey. You have to hold, leave out the LH.
No, he is the donkey.
Hold him. No, you're holding him. I said, Mr. Donkey, Mr. Joe, hold him. Because, you know, in Wawata, hold him. So hold him, Joe. So call and answer was a very important part of our music coming from Africa. We had that where people would sing and people would add and sing along and answer. So let us start the rhythm and you both are going to show us now.
Oh, I have
how
to
the
do
choruses.
This too. Okay.
Yes, man, of course. Okay. But remember, pronounce this. Oh, leave out H in
Olim
Jamaica.
Olim
Joe.
Olim.
Olim Joe. Missy. Olim Joe. You see how you have the Jamaican from now? You can say, good morning. This is Joe. You know, we have that very.
Okay, said, man.
Yes, man. Irie. Irie is the magical word. Irie. So here we go. So. That's your ID, Samino. Me donkey want water.
Well, that was fun.
I couldn't hear myself. I think I was saying it.
Well, we had so much sonic energy here. I think our mics were down low. But,
okay.
We tried. Probably it was a good thing you couldn't hear us. Too.
I think so.
bury us in the mix, as to say.
And you said you wanted to do one other thing?
Yes. I wanted to do this quickly, which is called A Part of the Samba. But you're just going to remember when we have the 35 drums. It's a whole different thing.
The big guns are coming out now.
No. Sticks.
All right. So we're going to show the cadence of where the discipline comes with the children is to be able to listen to the rhythms. We call it cadence or drum breaks, and they'll be able to answer. So we'll just do a part of it so you can hear. So we go. Just a part. I don't want to leave out, but it's a whole. When you have the big drums, remember we have another big drum. So when you have all that playing, I mean,
really, this is a lot more fun for us than interviewing state legislators or something like that.
Yeah, and you must remember that the big brothers and sisters we played at the children at Rhythms Africa, we did Adrian Arts Center, and it was on their family fest. It was the number one. People were shocked. 1,800, we hold the record for the biggest audience coming, the most diverse audience. And at the same time, everybody was rocking. It was amazing. And then last week, Saturday, 2 weeks ago Saturday, they played for Big Brothers and Sisters event at American Airlines Arena.
Oh.
And the children really, you can check it out. It was amazing.
Well, Willie, you're a good man and a good ambassador for rhythm and peace and things that are good in the world.
Well, thank you, sir.
What we all seek.
So the event is called Peace in the Park, and Willie Stewart will be there with Big Brothers and Big Sisters and some professional musicians.
35 percussionists.
It's on Sunday, March 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at the Arts Park at Young Circle. Peace in the Park Festival of Spirit, put on by the Brahma Kumaris and Arts Park. And Wanda Miles will be emceeing, and lots of other entertainment there. It's all about peace and bringing peace to the world. And Willie, your websites again are?
It's www.solutionsinmusic.com and www.embracemusic.org.
Okay, and for more information on Peace in the Park, it's peaceintheparkflorida.org.
Let's take a short break. And that wraps up today's edition. It was fun. Our producer is Richard Ive, technical supervision by Peter J., Caroline Brader-Watts, and Michael Stock. Paul Leary is online producer. We urge you to support regional and local programming such as Topical Currents. It's our unique South Florida flavor. The number 1-866-247-9576 or WLRNradio.org. And an all-pop music calendar for March 20th. On this day in 1965, 48 years ago, Motown artists arrived for their first British tour with Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, the Supremes, and the Temptations. Wow. And on this day in 1969, 44 years ago, Beatle John Lennon marries artist Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. Their honeymoon, of course, included an Amsterdam bed-in. Christ, you know it ain't easy. One more while we turn the beat around. On this day in 1990, 23 years ago, South Florida's pop star Gloria Estefan suffers a broken back and is in critical condition after a traffic accident near Scranton, Pennsylvania. She takes a year to recover. Please make that call. And we leave with a thought from Gloria Estefan, whose father was a bodyguard for Batista and held a political prisoner in Cuba. Quote, having felt people's love and support firsthand through difficult moments in my life makes me feel it's our responsibility to help one another. This is Joseph Cooper with Bonnie Berman. Stay tuned now for the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.